What happens is that the oil, when it goes through this pressure drop in this giant jet that we've all seen, it forms tiny little spheres, you know, less than a millimeter in size. And at those depths and those temperatures, those spheres are very close to the buoyancy of water. So unlike what the CEO of BP said, they are not destined to reach the surface. Much of it is destined to float at some depth.
McDonald added that more confirmation of this comes every day from research vessels currently at sea. The big unknown, he said, is where it's headed.
We have an acute problem right now of tracking this plume in two modes. One is this subsea mode, very difficult to see, very difficult to measure, very difficult to trace. And then the other is what's hitting us on the beaches, which is also difficult to trace. We don't have good enough information about the thickness. It's constantly being changed by application dispersants, by the winds, by burning, all these events. And we are struggling to keep up with this ongoing moving target.
Another is its environmental impact.
And so all of the ecologists, the marine ecologists and oceanographers who are looking at this, have a concern about generating layers in which the oxygen is artificially depressed and the CO2 is artificially raised. And these two things are not good. They are bad for the deep ocean. They affect the ability of animals to excrete their shells, for example, and they certainly affect the ability of midwater animals to respire oxygen.
But these are some of the things a team of researchers from multiple universities across the state wants to get a clear picture of in the coming years. They're calling themselves the Oil Spill Academic Task Force. The aim, said William Hogarth, dean of USF's College of Marine Science, is to map out the full scope of the disaster's impact on the state of Florida.
But most of this is not cleanup. Most of this is absolutely looking at, you know, trying to do the modeling, to try to do get more buoys in the water to really understand the currents and where it's moving. It's to see what is in subsurface, to see if it is toxic. You know, we don't know if it's toxic.
Shirley Pomponi is executive director of Harbor Branch Oceanographic Institute at Florida Atlantic University. She said the hope is they'll be able to answer some big questions to help ease the wrath of the worst environmental disaster of its kind in U.S. history.
What are the needs that we have, both from a human capacity and from an infrastructure capacity, to address the short-term response and then longer-term, what's going to happen in these ecosystems and how's that going to affect the coastal economy in the state of Florida?
Ross Ellington, Associate Vice President of Research at Florida State University, said the research will not occur strictly within the field of marine science.
But it's public policy, tourism, economics, legal issues. And so we have a network of over 250 faculty that have a spectrum of expertise from basic science to engineering to the social sciences. This is a very, very complex problem that just can't be solved by looking at one very narrow component of it.
So in an economy where university budgets may be described as strangled at best, there is a question of how a comprehensive multi-year research effort might be funded. Hogarth said that the money will likely come from BP as well as the government agencies that are responding to the disaster. Last week, BP had said it will fund research in the Gulf to the tune of up to $500 million over the next decade. Hogarth said he doesn't know how much the Florida research would need, but he did say that the BP money would not alter their research.
BP has no influence over how we think we need to do, you know. I think that's one of the things that they've made very clear this morning. If you get BP money, I think everyone standing behind me and that's in that room, it feels very strongly it has to come with no strings attached. You know, it has to be to do science based on science.
University of Miami's Peter Ortner said that this type of information gathering should have been done on BP's dime years ago.
If we decide as a people to put this level of infrastructure investment in drilling in the Gulf, which we obviously have decided as a nation. Well, to be honest, there hasn't been a corresponding investment in the knowledge base about the Gulf of Mexico, its basic physical circulation, its ecosystem, what we call in the jargon an integrated ecosystem assessment of the system that many of us, and we said this in Washington too, said should have been in place when you made a decision to go into it that heavily.